now.
Finances, zeros at the end of the ledger, salaries, revenue. All. What are you doing over there, Paul?
How about that?
We're doing a show over here. What? It's what they call CLM, kids. Career limiting moves.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good afternoon to you, those of you in Eastern Canada. Welcome to the RP Show on this Thursday, July 16th. It's episode number 277 of Canada's morning sports talk show, because it's morning out here in Western Canada. We're coming from the bunker, and I'm Rod, and he is Darren. Darren DuPont of DuPont Media. How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing really well.
We're breaking with the program today in terms of what we normally do. Of course, it's going to be sports talk, but as usual, we found ourselves embroiled in a controversy of which we had no idea that that's what we were stepping into when we started it. And I will explain in a moment. But we got a lot of things to get to today. Very exciting guest list today, an eclectic bunch, if you will. And stick with me. Connor Ingram, Nashville Predators goalie, is going to be joining us from Music City here in hour one, the game plus hour of the RP show today. He is in the bubble.
That's exciting.
This might be the first ever interview from inside the bubble.
I think so.
The Nashville bubble, not the Edmonton Hub City bubble, but he's in the Nashville bubble.
Oh, yeah.
Connor Ingram, goalie for the Predators, is going to be joining us. He is a former Kamloops Blazers target and also Team Canada.
Yeah.
Big name in hockey. Sportsnet's Arash Madani joining us. I can't wait to talk Blue Jays with Arash. Plus, he'll have some thoughts on the CFL. Joe Womack, what a character. Twitter is ablaze with the fact that Joe Womack's coming on. Now, listen, you can't. He's a longtime friend of mine. He was the strength coach for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders back in 07 when the Riders won the Grey Cup. He's scouted for the Redskins. He's scouted for the Eagles. He's worked all over. And he's going to join us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Cool.
And the guys used to always not make fun of him, but they'd imitate Joe all the time. I'll tell you what now. That's the way he talked. And that's the way he will talk when he joins us a little later on today.
Oh, man. We had him on the pre-interview, and I saw him. He just looks like a football guy.
Oh, he is that. Actually, he had a dog named Daisy that used to relieve herself on the turf at Taylor Field. And I took a picture of it, put it on social media, had to take it down quickly. Okay. Rider fans were like, is that what you guys let your staff do? Let their dogs take a leak on the turf? Not anymore.
Not anymore.
No. We'll ask him how Daisy is. And Daniel Wappel is going to join us, a veteran of, I think, at least four WHL teams, and now the goaltenders coach of the Melville Millionaires, the Money Men, coming up later on in the show. But the reason we've embroiled ourselves in the controversy is part of our Quick Six show topic. So let's go with that, okay? Let's roll. Ready, Jordan? Fire it up. Quick Six show topics today. Number one, this is in the news, in small corners of the news, and there's people that would like it to be in larger sections of the news. They want you all to know that Joe McKnight's killer is getting a new trial. He's the former Saskatchewan Rough Riders running back, New York Jets running back, who was shot to death in December of 2016 in an incident of road rage in New Orleans. Ronald Gasser's the guy that shot him. And I'm just going to stop for a second on point one here, because I knew Joe, but not real well. He was with the Riders for a good time, but not a long time. He was a player of the week, I think, in one of his first appearances. Yeah. He's a great player. I didn't know him well, but there's guys that really know him very well, and they're very upset that the case is this. In the trial for Ronald Gasser, the jurors voted 10-2 guilty, and he went away for 30 years. For whatever reason, the Supreme Court is now saying, no, it had to be a unanimous 12-0 for him to go to jail. So he's getting a new trial.
Oh, wow.
It's a case of road rage. And those that know Joe better than me, Joe McKnight, are saying there's no way Joe was anything but an innocent victim here. And it was proven to be that Ronald Gasser's story was wrong. He wasn't defending himself. He was the aggressor in it. So I understand to a lot of you watching right now, it's not a big deal. But to the friends and family of Joe McKnight, it's a huge deal. They want this guy left in the can for his full 30-year sentence.
Yeah.
Have you seen Ronald Gasser, by the way? The photos have resurfaced in the last 24 hours since this story came up. It looks like Randy Travis on meth.
Right.
Who would have a tough time believing that he would be the aggressor in this situation? Why is he getting out?
Right.
Why does he potentially have the chance to get out, I guess, is to clarify.
Yeah, it's a tough situation for sure. I hope that they go through it again and the right outcome is still put into effect.
By the way, look at this on our viewer board. Pat McKetta writes in. She says, good morning from Winnipeg. From Don Poles. Good morning, boys, from Bomberland. Are you seeing a theme?
Oh, yeah.
Hello to everybody in Winnipeg. Thanks for tuning us in. And we're going to continue with the CFL talk, but you got to forgive us, even though I'm wearing Bomber blue, and we're going to be broadcasting the Bombers and the Lions on Friday Night Football on our CFL sim, and that's coming up in my show topics here. It's a kind of a rider-heavy theme today. I mentioned the Joel McKnight thing, and then point two of our Quick Six show topics is our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. And that is, who's the number two all-time running back in Saskatchewan Rough Riders history behind George Reed? The reason we're bringing it up is Friday night, TSN is going to announce their all-time team for the Rough Riders. And listen, I don't agree with a lot of the things that TSN crew has done, but who the hell am I in terms of these teams?
Yeah.
And I don't know who they're going to pick for number two behind George Reed. But our poll candidates are these. Corey Sheets, Wes Cates, Mike Saunders, and Kenton Keith. Do you want to put up the voting so far, Clark, if you don't mind? On Facebook, whom people are voting for. On Twitter, it's runaway for Corey Sheets. And they are on Facebook, too. People got very short memories. Now, listen, I'm sure Kenton Keith is watching in Omaha, Nebraska right now. He always watches. Kenton Keith has come out somewhat at me saying, what's this number two stuff? I respect Mr. Reed, but here's the yards per carry. And Kenton's a whopping 6.2 yards ahead of all those guys in the poll, including George Reed. Listen, when somebody has to say, no offense, but, or I respect you, but, no, you don't. Offense is intended. Stop. It's like Connor McDavid saying, I've got more points per game than Wayne Gretzky, so I'm better than Wayne Gretzky. No, Kenton, no. As a matter of fact, the guys had to convince me to put Kenton on the poll because my vote is Wes Cates. And it's on my Cat Country commentary this morning in that there's factors that go into these votes. And I have votes in a lot of polls for Hall of Fames and those kinds of things, Players of the Year. Longevity is a thing. It's a very important thing.
Yeah.
What was it, 13 seasons for George or 14 seasons? 16,116 yards. I'll never forget, and I've told this story on this program before, when Wes Cates hit 4,000 yards rushing, he was so excited. People were like, hey, way to go, Wes, you're number two all time now. He's like, who's number one? Whoa! Not even close to catching George Reed. Come on, let's show a little respect for the man. And what he did here, he built that place. He built the franchise. Kenton was here. Almost a flash in the pan. The team never won anything when Kenton was here in those 3.5 seasons. I love calling the games, and I really like Kenton Keith. He's a super guy. But number one, get out of here, number one. Number two, you could convince me, but I'm voting for Wes Cates.
There's the, like, Nelson's right, and I don't really remember Mike Saunders a whole lot. But with KK, Wes, and Sheets, who are running away with the top three spots in the poll, there's a case to be made for all of them to be number two, for sure.
Yeah.
But longevity matters. I believe it does. It's you really ingrain yourself in the history of the franchise, and I think, you know, Wes Cates is there, for sure.
I appreciate the discussion, and I'm going to try and walk myself back. This was more me being triggered on George Reed's behalf than anything. But Brian Warishin writes in, he's from the BC Lions Den podcast, and he's watching in Vancouver, and he says, fair point, Rob, but when Reed played, players stayed with their teams. It's not George's fault that he came to the CFL because it paid more than the NFL in the 60s. That's the truth. Look it up. And Kenton Keith left to go to the National Football League, as did Corey Sheets. And I'm actually glad you brought that up. How you leave a franchise affects your legacy. Ask Vince Carter, where they might not retire his number in Toronto, Air Canada, because he wanted out. It's not that Sheets wanted out necessarily, or Kenton Keith, but they went to the National Football League. George came here because it was a better opportunity than the National Football League and happened to stay for 13, 14 seasons. So they're all apples and oranges. I'm just saying it is not debatable for number one. Stop it. Stop it. Number two, I'll listen to your arguments, but my point, my vote is for Wes Cates. And that's why we live in a democracy where you can vote. and decide this.
Yeah.
And I guess TSN will have the final say Friday night as part of their CFL 2020 broadcast. Moving on, point three. I was reading dubnetwork.ca today, Les Lazarek's column. He's my brother from another mother. I always say the Saskatoon version of me. Voice of the Blades, and you're wearing a Blades outfit today.
Yeah.
He says the return to play in all sports, and I think he has said, including the WHL, is all about the money. I would have said that 3 months ago. I don't say that anymore, Les. I'm sorry, brother, but I got to disagree with you. The return to play in all leagues now is to play. The government doesn't want Canadians sitting on their butts, and the American government sure doesn't want it either. Get back working, everybody. It's not about the money anymore. It's not. And we've seen the riders say, listen, whether we play or whether we don't, it's going to be an incremental difference in terms of how much money we lose. Do you believe the return to play is all about the money? At this point, now 126 days in.
A bit. I do. Look at the CFL and the massive losses that they stand to have. But if they play, there's maybe some government bailout money. And if they play, maybe those losses will be mitigated. How much of it is about the fans just to play a six-game season? I don't know. It is about money in terms of the WHL returning to play. It's a gate-driven league. So returning to play with no fans in the stands isn't really an option for them.
But they're not doing it to make money. But they're doing it to survive.
But to survive. Yeah.
There's a difference.
There is a difference.
Difference between thriving and surviving.
Completely.
And this is the difference here.
Yeah.
So with all due respect, Les, I don't believe return to play is about all about the money. Initially, yes. Now, no. People need to get back to work, and that includes athletes. Point four, will the border closure extension affect the CFL's return to play? You see, it's now August 21st. And I saw a tweet about how the state of Washington is just going insane with cases and deaths, whereby BC had zero new cases, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
On one day. Are they going to allow players to come in? I mean, we could sit here, and a lot of people are talking about whether the CFL is going to play or not. But if that border is an issue, which it isn't for the Blue Jays and the NHL, but it might be for the CFL. What are we even talking about it for?
Well,
because guys won't be getting into the country.
Right. I still don't think that's ever going to be an issue.
No?
Especially when you're looking at hub cities. If you're looking at guys traveling and leaving on a bye week and coming back, and I think that's the issue with the Jays, is it's the constant crossing of the border. One time, you come in, you're doing the hub city, so you're into Winnipeg and away you go, and you're there till November. I think that's cool. But I think it's the constant in and out, and that's more opportunity to lose control over that group and potentially spread the virus.
Thank you for that.
Welcome.
Viewer watching in Kansas City. Hi, Tim from Kansas. The Joe McKnight thing really ticks me off. Can you guys put that up on the screen so I can see all of it? He was really well-liked when he played here, and if not for an Achilles in the numbers game, he was good enough to stay, and he had a bright future with the Riders. I understand the stand-your-ground rule very well, and I don't see Ronald Gasser getting off in a second trial. I'm glad you brought this up. We need justice for Joe. And I guess that's my point. I woke up this morning, and I had a lot of messages from friends of Joe McKnight saying, you need to make a big deal out of this. Ronald Gasser can't get out of jail. And for whatever reason, they're trying to give him the opportunity. So that's why I made it my number one point. And thank you, Tim, for pointing that out. Simon Fudge is watching, and his name, he is our soccer correspondent in Vancouver, and his name's going to come up here. Point five, epic collapse by the Whitecaps at MLS is back. Did you see that?
What is going on?
What is the San Jose Earthquakes came back and beat them 4-3. An epic collapse. Our soccer pundit, Simon Fudge in Vancouver, called it. He called it. And what a wonderful example this is of teams that want to use injuries as an excuse. For whatever reason, they don't have their top strikers there. Their top three or four in Orlando.
Okay.
Vancouver doesn't. You know when teams use injuries as an excuse? Here's a perfect example where I don't care. Did you win or did you not? Right? Well, we didn't have our best guys. We didn't. Don't matter.
You lost.
What's the record say? Where's your depth? Is it in the W column or is it in the L column? It's in the L column. Don't care how you got it done. You didn't. It sucks for the Whitecaps.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they should have backed out. I don't know. Just want to tell you, epic collapse. What did we say about MLS is back? Their slogan.
No lead is safe.
No lead is safe.
Happened to Toronto FC.
Right. Point six, Dak Prescott franchise tagged in Dallas with my Cowboys. $31.4 million this year, and he's upset about it. You know he only made $2 million last year, right? You know that? And he wants Patrick Mahomes' money. I don't even want to dignify the topic with any more discussion than that. He doesn't deserve it. We all know it. Moving on.
Yes.
By the way, from Simon Fudge, that is his real name. He has written in on the Facebook comment wall, and he said, last night's Whitecaps game was soccer's version of a Just for Laughs episode. I love it.
That's
injuries. People don't care about your injuries. Did you win or did you lose? That's the bottom line. So to a couple other things here. Later on, at the end of the show, we're going to ask you to vote for the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Yesterday's winner was Justin Dunk. The female viewers really like his hair.
Yeah, they do.
The Three Down Nation insider. Justin Dunk won yesterday, and that's no small feat when he beat out Drew Tate. So today you're going to have Connor Ingram of the Nashville Predators as your choices. Arash Madani, who's coming up next from Rogers Sportsnet. Joe Womack, longtime pro football scout, going to be joining us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And Daniel Wapple, veteran WHL goaltender, now turned goalie coach. Oh, it's Connor Ingram, right? Not a rash day. Is Connor ready? He has not connected yet. That's good, because clearly we have a lot of things to talk about other than that. And I will just say this as we close the rollout here for Flooring Superstores. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but a lot of the BC Lions staff are liking and retweeting our posts for our Friday Night Football telecast of the CFL Sim.
That's good.
The 2-3 BC Lions, they go after a third straight win at the 1-3 Winnipeg Blue Bombers. IG Field is the place to be tomorrow night virtually. And we'll be broadcasting at 7 p.m. Mountain on this very Facebook Live channel, the computer simulation of the BC Lions at the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, as one as voted by the viewers. They voted this as Canada's Game of the Week, and I can't wait. You're going to see your first virtual look at Willie Jefferson this year and Zach Caleros.
And it's a perfect time for people in BC. 6 o'clock Pacific.
Right.
You know, get
Friday
home,
night.
Have your supper, maybe order a pizza. 6 o'clock, get settled in. That's going to be a lot of fun. And in Winnipeg, they'll be getting rowdy. What's that, 8 o'clock in Winnipeg? So they'll be getting rowdy in Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Breaking news. Alan Miller talking about the Canadian Football Hall of Fame induction class. It was announced officially, I guess, moments ago. I was not clear on the time. I thought it was going to be 11 Mountain. They sent out the list of everybody that was going in on Monday, but we were told to hold our water, not say anything about it. So I haven't said anything about it. I know John Huffnagel going in first ballot, Henry Burris going in first ballot. So we'll be talking about that as it goes around on today's program. But I again, when they tell me on Monday you can't say anything till Thursday, I just put it out of my mind.
Yeah.
I think they should have just all announced it today and then given us the contact info. But whatever.
Yeah, that would
have been. Who the hell am I? Speaking of Halls of Fame, I have to pass along again from our friend Craig Campbell, who watches every day at the Hockey Hall of Fame in downtown Toronto. They opened officially yesterday. Dupes and I have both been there. I'm going to tell you, you need at least 4 hours if you're going to go down to the Hockey Hall of Fame in downtown Toronto. Check it out. You're looking for things to do. That would be one of them. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore. Connor Ingram coming up, Arash Madani, Joe Womack, and Daniel Wapple. You are watching The Rod Peterson Show across North America on Game Plus TV and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company.
strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Back live on the big program, everybody. Coast to coast and over a million homes on Game Plus TV. Just ahead of Connor Ingram, a couple things. I feel like things are picking up here on the program today, Darren. You can tell, right? A lot of questions coming in from the viewers. Alan Miller, he's a new viewer. I don't recognize that name. He says, pick a winner in the pre/playoff game between the Oilers and Flames. Alan, that is so 2 weeks ago. I've got the Jets in. Or the, what do you mean, Oilers and Flames? It's the Jets and Flames that are playing. And we've picked Winnipeg in four. What's he talking about?
He's talking about the warm-up game. They're going to play a tune-up.
Are you asking for a prediction in an exhibition game?
Yes.
My God, man. Wake yourself up. By the way, CFL, Canadian Football Hall of... I'm not doing it.
No.
Why would I? It's like picking a winner in an intra-squad game. Canadian Football Hall of Fame class of in 2020 announced this morning, and they include offensive linemen Clyde Brock and Freddie Childress, quarterbacks Henry Burris and Greg Vavra in the builder category, John Huffnagel, as well as former St. Mary's University coach and athletic director Larry Utek will be inducted. We'll get to more on the sports update coming up. All right, let's bring in Connor Ingram now. Proud Sasky kid. He is in Nashville, in the bubble. Drove all the way down there. And former Kamloops Blazers, of course. How you doing, Connor?
Living life, living in the hotel room.
How is that going for you?
It's a little different. There's not much you can do, really. Just go to the rink and come home every day, basically.
And you're going to be doing that for a while. But let's walk it back a little bit, because I follow you on Twitter, saw that you were making the long drive from Saskatchewan to Nashville. How was that drive, and how did you fill the time?
It was long. I think I did 13 hours the first day and then 14 the next. I stopped in Minneapolis and spent the night and then finished it the next day. So it was long. Went through a lot of podcasts. By the end of it, I was just listening to Dateline episodes, just trying to get through it.
Hey, is that Dateline has its own app? Is that, that's what I see. It's my favorite show, but I just watch it on NBC. Are you watching the app or how are you watching that?
No, they do them as podcasts. So you, it's just on your podcast app. It's just a normal episode. You just can't see anything. So it's, it takes the time pretty well, actually.
Well, Keith Morrison's voice would be very soothing while you're in the car. What other podcast did you listen to on that road trip?
I listened to you guys for a couple, and then I listened to the Pat McAfee show from Indy there. I like him. I kind of like what he does. I respect him a lot for giving up all that money just to kind of do what he loves. And basically anything to get me through. I was going through all of them there for a little bit. It's a long drive to just have nothing to do.
Well, you were original draft choice of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Did you make the drive from Saskatchewan to Tampa at any time?
No, I never drove to Tampa. I drove home from Syracuse one time, but that was it. I never made it to Tampa ever with my car.
And one more non-hockey question. When you got to the border, pardon me, how did that go? What did you tell them? I'm a goalie for the Nashville Predators. Let me in. How did that go?
It was pretty easy, actually. Before I left, I got a big pamphlet from Nashville that kind of just said that I played for the team and they needed my services kind of thing. The only thing that gave me trouble was my visa was from Tampa from before I got traded. So I had this big pamphlet from Nashville and the guy kind of questioned why my visa was from the Tampa Bay Lightning and not the Nashville Predators. That was the only problem I had.
He was just tricking you. Yeah, I'm sure he probably really didn't care. So you're in Nashville and you're getting ready for the resumption of the NHL season with some expanded rosters here. So can you tell me how the workouts have gone so far?
It's been good. I guess camp really only started here on Monday. So we've only had 3 days and it's been good. It's different. I think the NHL is doing everything they can to kind of keep players safe. We get tested every morning, and then when we get to the rink, they take our temperature, and you got to wear a mask everywhere you go. So they're doing a really good job of it, and I think as hard as it is, they've done a good job kind of making it similar. I know here at least we're just trying to simulate a normal kind of week, normal kind of game situation. So we've been practicing early in the morning because our first three games are at 11 and 11:30, I think. So we've just kind of been trying to simulate game days and get back into it here.
So you're split up into two groups. I understand if that's what I'm seeing with the coverage of NHL teams. Has it been explained to you why certain guys are in certain groups?
Here they just basically have the normal team or who was on the roster kind of when they shut down, and then us extras skate after or before, just trying to, I guess, just do whatever they do and be part of it. But I think you're trying to cut down, especially you can't have 35 guys and four goalies out there for practice. It takes up too much time and space.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I got that. So what's the vibe on those early start times? This is like minor hockey tournaments feel, I would think. Are you guys excited about that?
It's different. I know we did it in the Dub, and we do it a little bit in the American League. We play those school day games at 10 a.m. or whatever they are. But I think Boston, I always see them play in the afternoon. I think they're about the only ones that really do it. It's different for sure, but there's nothing you can really do about it. With that many teams and that many games going on, you're going to have to play at some funky times.
I think they called it hooky for hockey, did they not, Darren?
Yeah, that's exactly
in some
what
places
they
did. Yeah, and they filled the barns for it. It's absolutely awesome. Now, you're not going to have that, though, Connor. So what are the guys saying about playing in an empty crowd? What you're practicing in right now is kind of what the games are going to be like. What are the guys saying about that?
Yeah, it's different. They told us that if you're the home team or things like that, when you score, you'll get your kind of goal song. So they're doing whatever they can to make it feel like a normal thing. But apparently there'll be crowd noise and music in between whistles, just like normal. So it's going to be different, but it's the world we live in right now. I feel bad almost just sitting here for not wearing my mask even.
Well, nobody's watching. You're good. Mad Max, our summer student, says, "Hey, Connor, Your humor on Twitter is up there with the best in hockey. Which of your new teammates in Smashville challenges you, or you do you think you could challenge for the title of the funniest tweeter? Is that in the NHL, Max, or the Predators? What are you saying? Are you the funniest guy on Twitter in the NHL?
I don't think so. I'm not in the NHL, so I don't know if that counts.
Boom!
But you're ace in the roster.
Hey? He's on the roster. Yeah, you're there. Yeah, you're getting paid. Oh, look at Matt. Max just turned red as a tomato. Way to go, Connor. Any thoughts on the Coyotes matchup here in the play-in round?
Yeah, it'd be good. I don't know. I'll have to watch some video and kind of see what's going on. But it should be fun. Should be exciting. I skate with Darcy sometimes in the summer, so I know if he's pretty good, and it's going to be a challenge there. But I think it's different. I don't think you can do anything about it at this point. It's weird. It's like playing in the Mem Cup almost. You kind of just get there and got to do it. You don't have much time, and it might take one game to win a series at this point. You never know how guys are going to be. Saw a lot of people talking about how guys who have the talent might take over right now just because they can do it, and they don't have to be in a groove or anything like that. So it's going to be weird, but we'll see how it goes.
What's the vibe around the guy? Are they excited and enthusiastic and bubbly about playing, or like Kevin Bieksa has said, half NHL players don't want to play at all? What is the vibe amongst the guys?
It seems good right now. I think it's like people always say it when they retire, they don't miss the game. They miss being around the people. So it's, I know just sitting in the room, it's nice to just sit there after practice and kind of talk with your friends. It's almost what you miss more than the game, but I think guys are ready to get back at it. And this is what we do for a living now. So I think guys are pretty excited to play hockey again.
Exactly. It's your job. And lastly, let's clarify this. Every website I've gone, Elite Prospects, HockeyDB, it all says Saskatoon for Connor Ingram. Do we need to get it changed to Imperial? Am I correct on that? Do we need to make that happen?
Yeah, Imperial is my home for sure. Always has, always will be. But I was born in Saskatoon, so I think that's where most people go off of. But no, Imperial's home. I was looking at your old desk there. Like, you got the Thunder helmet on there.
Which one? Oh, right up here. That was a gift of the Thunder. Yeah, absolutely. From the head coach, Scott McCauley, by the way, too. What do you like the best of Imperial Saskatchewan, by the way, before I let you go?
I like just going home. It's a good way to get away. Mom and dad still have the house at home and put a lot of work into it. So it's good to go home and just be around, and you don't have to worry about anything. You can just kind of go do whatever you want. People always laugh when I tell them about Imperial. Graduated with 6 kids. Like, our school had 80 when I graduated. It's home and it's normal to me. I still don't like being in big cities. So you'll never catch me on a vacation in New York City.
You're going there for work. Nashville has somewhat of a nice small town feel. My old roommate, Bobby Krawchuk, by the way, when I was the voice of the PA Raiders, is from Imperial, but he's long before your time. Your parents might know him. From producer Clark, he just has one for you. He says, Connor spent time with the Kamloops Blazers and the World Juniors. What did the World Junior experience do for you as your growth as a goalie?
I think it made me Canada's number one enemy. I think I let in 2 goals on 3 shots. I don't think the country liked me very much.
Hey, but that made you tougher, right? You've rebounded from it.
Well, that's what I always say. I say, if you can make it through that, you'll make it through everything, basically. I think that for Canada, that's about as big as hockey gets. And I stumbled on the biggest stage, but woke up the next day, the sun came up, and we kept on moving.
I don't remember it that way. Yeah, flush that. I don't remember it as bad. Connor, thanks for this. Go Preds. Appreciate the time, my man. Stay safe and good luck moving forward.
Yeah, thank you.
Imperial Saskatchewan's Connor Ingram joining us. Nice job, Clark, on lining that up from Nashville. So the guy in his hotel, I don't know. You see the comments from guys about it being a prison that they have to stay in their hotel during this time from all the leagues. And for the CFL, maybe it would be because not being paid as much money. Now, there was a time in my life, particularly when I was those guys' age, I wouldn't have wanted to be in the hotel either. So on one hand, I get it. On the other, you are there for a job. We've got a regular, we got people from the Navy and the Army that watch our show and say they're gone for 6 months at a clip for nowhere near the money. Where do you stand on that?
Money's not a motivator. And I completely stand on that. You and I don't make the same money. We're sitting in the same hotel room, going through the same grind.
I'd love it.
To broadcast games. Of course we'd love it, but it had nothing to do with the money. The feelings that we have would be the same, regardless of if you're making $100,000 a game, whether you're making $2,000 a game, or you're making $1 million, or you're making $1,000. Your feelings are going to be the same. You love to play hockey. You want to be in that environment. It's cool. Or you don't. You want to be out and about, hitting the clubs, you know, socializing like crazy. You know, I'm sure that they have the hotel to themselves. That would be my guess. And that there'd be a little common area, pool table, that type of thing. I'm sure it's not straight to their rooms like jail cells. But he's got the suite there. You got the chair. You got probably every television channel, your video game system, you name it, big windows. I think it'd be great.
Well, we'll watch. And while I don't have a lot of time for that argument, it's coming off as whining to me. That's all. But I got to switch to the CFL now, and that's probably what we'll do until the top of the hour. On our poll for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center, our daily poll, the question is, who's the Riders' second best all-time running back behind George Reed? Corey Sheets is leading the poll on Twitter with 47% of the vote. It's starting to flatten now, Darren. Our voters are flattening the curve. Corey Sheets, 47%. What's it on the... It's very similar on Facebook.
Wes Cates is closing the gap. 33% now to Corey Sheets is 49.
And on Twitter, 26%. Wes Cates is number two there. I think I've convinced people that longevity, he's won a Grey Cup, went through a playoff run on a broken foot, by the way. The trainer for the Riders, Ivan Goodfriend, sat in that chair and said it was the most heroic run he's ever seen a player in his 45 years with the team. That was the most heroic thing he'd ever done. So my vote's for Wes Cates. But I will say this. I'll just drop a little bomb here before we break and come back to pick up the pieces. It is disgraceful that we're into week 6 of the CFL season postponement and the players haven't been paid by anybody, whether it's the federal government, whether it's by the teams. It is disgusting. You seen what they're saying on Twitter out there?
Yeah.
And part of what jarred in my mind is Arash Madani's text to me from Sportsnet, because he's coming up an hour too, and he wants to address what the players are saying about this. It's like, do you guys even feel bad that these players aren't being paid? It's terrible. Nobody's got a job without the players. We discussed yesterday the concept of players being expendable. Players come and players go, as do people at every other position. There's no league without the players. I'm on the players' side. I'm just saying it as objectively as I can. They are expendable. However, the players that are there now are the players that are there now. You can't treat them like garbage.
You can't. It's true. I mean, you need the players. You do. They're the backbone of the game. The teams still carry a ton of weight. The name, you know, Blue Bombers, Lions, Rough Riders, that all matters. But it's the players who bring fans into the ballpark. It's the players who are going to come back and save the season. If you get back to a season, you need them to play.
Well, I'll tell you what. And Craig Campbell's writing in from the Hockey Hall of Fame. He's watching. We'll talk about the Canadian football induction class for 2020, which is announced this morning, too. But I think people are... How many minutes, Clark, till we break? 2? 1 minute. I think people understate what the strike in 94 did for Major League Baseball. They lost a lot of fans. All these stoppages, work stoppages along the way have cost these leagues. And for the CFL, just the optics of how the players are being treated, I would think would really be turning people off. It turns my stomach that these players are the only ones not being paid. We'll talk about that and the Hall of Fame class and everything else when we come back. You're watching the Rod Peterson Show across North America on Game Plus TV and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
I've IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's gonna be the same. Your vehicle's gonna look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Thursday. Canada's morning sports talk show continues. Listen, I got a note here from Connor Ingram. He wants everybody to know that those players in the bubble are not being paid. Not now and not through the Stanley Cup playoffs. The only people that stand to make the money, of course, is the owners. But the players aren't being paid. It's a playoff thing. It's not new. Back to the sports update that I never got to earlier because we went straight to Connor in Nashville. The Canadian Football Hall of Fame and Museums Class of 2020 features four legends from the CFL, a record-setting university quarterback, and a foundational program builder. To be inducted under the player category are offensive lineman Clyde Brock, former Saskatchewan Rough Rider. He's 79 years of age. Also, the big chill, Fred Childress. He's known more as the Calgary Stampeder, but he played for the Riders for a time, too. Quarterbacks Henry Burris and Greg Vavra. In the builders category, Stampeder's head coach and current president and GM John Huffnagel going in. and former St. Mary's University coach and athletic director Larry Utick posthumously will be inducted. More on that, much more coming up in hour two. Sportsnet's Arash Madani wants to go deep on that. But Henry Burris is a first ballot Hall of Famer into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, and I hope that takes a little of the sting away from Henry not being voted the 2010s decade all quarterback in the CFL. Frankly, I don't know why he cares so much. When you die, you can't take that stuff with you.
Nope.
It's not what matters, you know? But anyways, a young Vancouver Whitecaps side missing key players and mourning the death of a teammate's mother came close to shocking the San Jose Earthquakes on Wednesday, at the MLS's back tournament in Orlando. The depleted Whitecaps built 2-0 and 3-1 leads, resisting wave after wave of San Jose attackers as the match wore on. But Vancouver could not hold on, losing a Wild game 4-3. That is an epic soiling of the sheets. Chase Elliott joined his father, Hall of Famer Awesome Bill Elliott, as the winner of NASCAR's annual All-Star Race, earning the $1 million prize last night before 30,000 spectators at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. Over in Victory Lane, the normally reserved Elliott celebrated like never before. He accepted the track's Gladiator Sword Trophy, waved it in the air, Darren, and he stabbed it towards his car, his Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. Which sports number? 9. I knew you knew, his father did.
Good.
This sports update is for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservations necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Zach in Calgary writes in and says, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, The View for Men. We've changed that.
We've evolved.
It's The View for sports fans. I'm the Whoopi Goldberg of sports talk. And that would make you the Joy Behar.
Yeah.
If you're okay with that.
Of course.
But it's not The View for Men because we invite female viewers. As a matter of fact, what are our female viewership? 28%?
It's like 30, 31. It grows.
It spikes on Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
When John Lynch is on.
Speaking of John Lynch.
Yeah.
So last night, my mom was in town. We went for dinner. And then after, as we're driving around South Regina, she's like, doesn't Rod live over here? Doesn't John? I'm like, yeah, John Lynch lives over here, too. So we're
blocks apart.
It was like star maps. She wanted to go, there's Rod's place. And we drove right into John's little cove there.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's where John's. And it's like
his palatial
but
self.
But his door was open. I'm like, well, don't let him see. Let's get out of here quick because I don't want to creep him. He's going to think I want to talk and came for a visit. But she just thought it was the coolest thing that she got to see where John Lynch lives, where she loved seeing the walkway where you pick him up and shoot him on Instagram. She's like, it looks just like Rod's Instagram. It was like star maps in Regina.
This is your mom.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Night. Yeah.
Cool. By the way, on the topic of our female viewership, you see Denise Woznesensky Peter writes in and says, thank you. I listen every day. We are very inclusive around here, and we don't just say that as a saying. It's the truth. From Metal Shingle Guy writing in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. That is 306-840-8777. SaskTel is your authorized Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer. Metal Shingle Guy says, sounds like the owners would rather not play. So take it or see ya attitude is kind of like any business losing $20 million a year. That's CFL owners. I missed the first part of the show. You didn't miss anything off the top of the show. As a matter of fact, that rant that I went on about the fact that CFL players aren't being paid right now is unconscionable. Was its own little thing. It wasn't a theme throughout the show.
Right.
But while I had some time to digest what went on between Naylor and I yesterday, this is what I discovered or came to and concluded. He's providing a soft landing for if there's no season. For David Naylor, the CFL insider, to come out and say, oh, the CFL can survive not playing. No, you're wrong, Rod. Out of sight, out of mind is not a thing. Why would you be saying that if you didn't think there's not going to be a season? Or am I way too tinfoil hat here?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the problem, is that we're all tinfoil hat because we're walking on eggshells. You know, we're trying to read into everything people say because there is no clear message. There's no clear defined kind of plan with dates and things. So I don't think it's that far off, but also at the same time, I mean, I'd like to think that they're going to play. I really do. I'd like to think that they're going to play. I don't know if the players are going to go along with it.
Pardon me. Cooper Campbell, football guy in Mississippi, is watching. He says, John Frenzy's palatial Regina estate, absolutely outstanding. For those new viewers on Game Plus, John Lynch is a Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster. He's 82 years of age. He goes by the nickname John Frenzy. And he and my dad graduated high school together. Is that a little too much hillbilly stuff, small town stuff? It's just the way that it is.
That's just a Saskatchewan thing. We're all connected.
Yeah, and I pick him up every Friday and bring him into this show. And a lot of times in the summer, he'll walk around in South Regina without his shirt on. And the ladies love it. Viewer takeover coming up. We can go to a break here, right, Clark? Yeah, we're still getting used to the timing on what we're doing here in hour one of Game Plus. I will tell you coming up in hour two, which is on Facebook Live only, we will have Sportsnet's Arash Madani, who has a plethora of thoughts on what's going on in the CFL right now. Joe Womack, longtime Redskins, Eagles, and Rough Riders scout, Grey Cup champion with the Riders in 07. And goaltenders coach Daniel Wapel. That's all coming up. We'll be right back with a viewer takeover. You decide what we talk about right after this. It's the RP Show on Game Plus TV, and you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG, always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the portion of the program that we like to call the viewer takeover. Fire it at us. Questions, Prairie Mobile text line, Facebook wall. Again, 306-840-8777. Put it in your phone, please, and save it. We want to hear from you. Another from Cooper Campbell in Mississippi. He says, Rod, would you agree with me that Arlen Bruce should be a Hall of Famer? He had some great years. See, here's the thing. I can sit and debate this with you for days. It's the draft stuff that bores the heck out of me. 75%, only 75% play. 25% don't even play a game in the pros. So Arlen Bruce is part of history. 2011 BC Lions start the season 0-5. They signed two guys. You know one well. The Grey Cup kid, Tad Cornegay.
Of course.
The other being Arlen Bruce, and it sparks them. They started 0-5. They signed those two guys, and they go on to win the Grey Cup. It's one of the greatest CFL stories ever. Arlen Bruce is a Hall of Famer. The answer, Cooper, is yes. And again, breaking news on this Thursday, the Canadian Football Hall of Fame's induction class, which was announced this morning, and that reminds me, don't! Mark DeNoble, the executive director, sent us two shirts to wear today. We've already worn them. I forgot to wear them today.
Guess hour two.
We'll wear them tomorrow. Well, I don't have mine here.
Tomorrow.
So the class is offensive lineman Clyde Brock and Freddie Childress, quarterbacks Henry Burris and Greg Vavra, and builders John Huffnagel and Larry Utick. I've gone through this three or four times because it's a very big day in Canadian football. Now, John Huffnagel's still sitting, if you will. He's still active. And Jeff, the Stamps fan's written in from Calgary and said, oh, it's a little early for Huff, isn't it? No, it's not. And that's part of the problem that I have with the Rough Riders Plaza of Honor, which is their version of the Hall of Fame. It's what they call it. They won't put anybody that's still active because our good friend Richie Hall, the defensive coordinator of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, one of the very few people that's got three Grey Cup rings here in Saskatchewan, sat in that chair and not on air, but I've asked Richie, do you ever wonder why you're not in the Riders Plaza? And he's like, yes, I have. He knows. He's not being braggadocious or arrogant. He knows that he has the Hall of Fame career. Why is he not in? And I said, Richie, it's because you're still serving, which I think is dumb. The Canadian Football Hall of Fame put Wally Buono in when he was still coaching the BC Lions. Now they're putting Huff in. He's still the GM of the Calgary Stampeders. Look, you could die tomorrow. You could get hit by a bus. Put him in.
Yeah.
I applaud the Canadian Football Hall of Fame for that. And then for Burris, the one viewer, Don Mitchell, the Navy guy, is watching from the Middle East right now. He said, does this mean that Henry's talking to you yet? No. But Henry and I we're good. You know those friendships that you can have a tiff, but you know that you're always going to be fine?
Yeah.
That's Hank and me. Brian Warishin from the Lion's Den podcast says, Arlen Bruce sued the league. Will politics keep him out? Probably. That's usually how these things go.
It is usually how they go. You're right. Probably will, unless the guys that are in there weren't really affected. You know? It's all about the guys voting. And were they hurt?
Are they acting
scorned?
On? Well, wait a minute. Because they always say, this is not the CFL Hall of Fame. This is the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. There's a difference. They are very clear on that. So flip it over and say, well, they sued the CFL, but they didn't sue you. Put them in the hall.
Put them in.
Do we have a Theo Fleury situation emerging here?
We might.
See how I love these debates? I can literally go on and on for days. You probably feel like I'm going to here.
Well, and I just wanted to know for Greg Vavra, tons of, at the time, CIS, now U Sports records and big numbers at the university level in football.
His story was what? He was, until Brandon Bridge, he was the last Canadian quarterback to start and win a game in the CFL. Because there was guys, Canadians, that had started, Julio Caravata being one, but hadn't won. So Greg Vavra, for his place in history, going into the Hall of Fame. I got to go in and dig a little more into these guys' bios.
Yeah.
Because Brandon Bridge, for what he did for Canadian quarterbacks, does that qualify him for the Canadian Football Hall of Fame? He was a trailblazer. But we're not talking about anytime soon.
Right.
Right? Okay. Hour two of the program is going to be lit. Arash Madani of Sportsnet, Joe Womack, Daniel Wapple. It's also Ben Cahoon's birthday today from G2G Energy Bars. We're going to have a birthday party for Ben Cahoon. It's all coming up on Facebook Live. Join us tomorrow for Football Friday. And for you watching on Game Plus, stay tuned for Cash Cab. So I punched him.
Of course you did.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a Rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.